हरिः ॐ सहना भवतु सहना भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरिगौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. So now Arjuna and Bhishma Dev fighting. Arjuna again turned his attention to Bhishma, who was now supported by Duryodhana, Kripa, Shalya, and a number of Dhritarashtra's other sons. All those Kuru heroes trained their arrows on Arjuna. The other four Pandavas attacked Bhishma's protectors. Numerous Kaurava fighters were struck down by Pandava's sons as they fired their searing shafts. Bhishma and Arjuna contended like two lions. Neither could find any gap in their opponent's defenses. Both invoked celestial weapons that the other neutralized. Each praised the other's prowess as they fought. Arjuna covered Bhishma's chariot with arrows. Taking the opportunity, other Pandava fighters came forward to support Arjuna. Because when they cover his chariot, he has to deal with all those. So then they can come up, because otherwise he was keeping everybody else at bay. So it was just Arjuna and Shikhandi. Then the others come up and then block Arjuna. But then he sent Dushasana off, so now he can directly deal again. Backed by the innumerable chariots, Bhima, the twins, Drishtadyumna, Satyaki, Abhimanyu, Ghatotkacha, and other principal Pandava warriors pressed forward in the battle. Duryodhana and the best of the Kauravas warriors met them. Coming out from underneath Arjuna's attack, Bhishma assailed every one of the heroes who came towards him. With one razor-headed shaft, he slew Satanika, Virat's beloved brother. Bhishma rained down death-dealing shafts that destroyed Satanika's entire division of chariot warriors. At the same time, he held up, it was 10,000, wasn't it, that he had already removed from the field? 10,000 swift-moving elephants and 10,000 charges with the horses. Okay, but not necessarily 10,000 charioteers. As of now. So now with Shatanika, the whole entire division of chariot warriors. At the same time, he held off Arjuna's attack as well as the attacks of other fighters. The Kuru commander seemed to be sporting as he battled against the hundreds of warriors. He danced on the terrace of his chariot as if he had regained his youth. Like the rising sun dispersing clouds, he dispersed the Pandava forces with his sun-like arrows. Untouched by Bhishma's attack, Shikhandi moved closer to his chariot. From time to time, Bhishma threw a deriding glance at him, but he focused his energy on slaughtering the Pandava forces. He knew the Pandavas had decided to bring him down today, and they pressed in on him on all sides. Right? Because before that, it would be one of those things, they would attack him to get him means you fight, but you're not specifically trying to bring him down. You're just trying to keep him from wiping out your army. You know, so if he's fighting with this one, you'll count so that he can't attack and his attention goes elsewhere and that. But today they've decided they have to bring him down. Otherwise, then there's no way, there'll be no one left. And so then, whatever is the case, even that the other options are there for fighting, they'll always come back to Bhishma. So whenever it's there, when Arjuna and that get in, when it's fit, they'll all come in. And then somebody will come and disperse them and all that. But as soon as Arjuna is then fighting again nicely, then they'll again come in. So you can see is that the attack is only on Bhishma. Otherwise, you see in previous days, there'll be an attack might come towards Bhishma, then something else comes up, and then they'll get into another fight, and Bhishma will get into another fight, and it'll all move around. So the battle is going on, and one side is more victorious than the other. But it's not specifically after one person, right? Just like even with Duryodhana and his sons, it's only when he comes upon them, then Bhima will kill them. It's not that he goes looking for them. You know, it's just he'll go out and he'll be fighting. When they come together as a group, he'll see them, he'll kill that, you know, one day 17, another day another 20 or 40, like this, so. But now it's obvious. It's focused specifically on Bhishma. You know, they have to protect themselves, and other fighting will be going on, but this is the main one. Like clouds covering the sun, they surrounded the old Kuru fighter and trained their weapons on him. Spiked and razor-headed arrows, battle axes, maces, mallets, lances, bludgeons, darts, and javelins fell towards Bhishma. But Bhishma only smiled. His armor was shattered, and he had been pierced many times. Oblivious to pain, he fought on, embracing a hero's end, his chariot wheeling in the midst of attackers. He spun around and fired arrows in all directions. Sensing that it was now time to defeat Bhishma, Arjuna again placed Shikhandi in front of him and rushed forward. With a perfectly aimed arrow, he cut apart Bhishma's bow. As the Maharathas of both armies engaged, Arjuna and Shikhandi came before Bhishma, both of them firing barbed arrows that pierced them deeply. Arjuna killed his horses and charioteer and brought his chariot to a halt. With a crescent-headed arrow, he brought down his standard. Bhishma took up another bow, worked with gold and ivory, but Arjuna immediately shattered it. Without a second's delay, Bhishma hurled a lance at Arjuna, but Arjuna fired five broad-headed arrows that broke the lance into six pieces. It fell to earth like forks of lightning. Arjuna thwarted all of Bhishma's weapons. Bhishma looked at Krishna, who was expertly guiding Arjuna's swift-footed horses. Bhishma knew it was the end, as fate had ordained. He could not win a battle when Krishna was on the opposite side. Even though Krishna was not fighting, his mere presence was sufficient to ensure the Pandavas' invincibility. Bhishma lowered his weapons. All his skill and power would prove to no avail now. Bhishma began to think of death. In the heavens, the assembled rishis, along with the eight vasus, addressed Bhishma. We also desire that you stop fighting. Withdraw your heart from the battle. It is time. Bhishma alone heard the heavenly voices. Suddenly, a cool, fragrant breeze began to blow. Celestial drums resounded, and flowers fell from the sky. As Bhishma stood in thought, Shikhandi raised his bow and shot nine shafts that struck him full on the chest. At the same time, Arjuna fired 25 short, thick arrows that struck Bhima with tremendous power. Arjuna quickly followed them with 100 steel shafts. Stunned, Bhishma resolved to make one final assault on Arjuna. Right, because he's made the point to stop fighting, and they've also. So it's not that he's trying to win the battle. It's a matter of, because that's what he was doing up to this point, but then when he lowered his weapons, then he wasn't fighting anymore. But here it's that as a hero, he would go down fighting. There could be no other way. Firing a volley of shafts, Bhishma thwarted the attacks of both Arjuna and Shikhandi. Arjuna quickly cut Bhishma's bow. With hot tears pricking his eyes, he fired thousands of straight shafts that pierced Bhima's mighty frame like snakes enter the holes in mountains. Although both Arjuna and Shikhandi shot their arrows at Bhishma simultaneously, the Kuru hero considered that only Arjuna's shafts were capable of bringing him down. He called out to Dushasana, who had rushed to his side. These arrows resembling thunderbolts and coming at me in a straight line, end to end are Arjuna's and not Shikhandi's. Right, so. Because. As a hero, then, you know, he'll be fighting in that context and all that. And so he doesn't really see any glory in defeating Shikhandi, because he understands the background as being, you know, that girl who was very upset with him and wanted to kill him. And at the same, so he's not going to fight back. And at the same time, there's no glory in Shikhandi killing him, because then, you know, she had been wronged, and so then, you know, it's just adjusting in her mind what was the correct thing to do. So, not that it was necessary. I mean, it's like, why do you have to have that much a sense of justice that it carries over to the next life? Just let it go. You know, others then, you know, you take the advantage. Okay, not happening, go to the forest. Go to, you know, take up devotional service like this. But, you know, it was stuck on that principle. You know, being a girl, being a princess, you know, that Kshatriya spirit was also very strong, so she wouldn't let it go. So that's one of the weaknesses of the Kshatriya nature, is that they, without training, they can be like that, and no one will say it's wrong. It's just, it's Kshatriya nature. That's like saying dogs bark. You don't say it's wrong, they bark. You know, it may be disturbing, they may overdo it sometimes. But, you know, that's there, and through their advantage, when they bark, you know, people are there, they bark, they scare away, you know, the intruders, and, you know, things like that. So it has its advantage. So, but here that sense was too strong, right? And so therefore then, like that. I can distinguish between them because they have the touch like a Brahman's rod.
or of Indra's thunderbolt weapon, right? Because he's also from the heavenly planets. Even the gods could not resist them. Right? So he's also pointing out that he's fighting, Arjuna is the one, because if you're going to be killed, you're killed by the best. Right? You know, that's the thing. And here's Nakshikhandi, and so it's Arjuna. And he's pointing out that it's so strong that not even the demigods could resist. So in other words, if these arrows were shot at Indra or Varuna or any of them, they would also be defeated. Like furious snakes with protruding eyes, they penetrate my vital organs. Only Arjuna can bring me down. Even the world's monarchs united could not afflict me. With one last supreme effort, Bhishma raised a massive lance and hurled it at Arjuna with all his strength. Arjuna cut it into 100 pieces. Bending the Gandiva in a full circle, he fired arrows 20 at a time in continuous line. Seeing Shikhandi directly before him, Bhishma lowered his weapons and did not resist Arjuna's attack. Our arrows struck him in waves. There was no space thicker than 2 fingers width on his body that was not pierced. That means no space, you know, that much space. That's the maximum there was. There could be minimum, but he's saying maximum there might be between one arrow and another that. But another will be here, here, you know. So it's that's a lot of arrows, right? Before the core of his shocked eyes, he fell headlong from his chariot. With his head pointed towards the east, he lay fully supported by Arjuna's arrows. No part of his body touched the earth. Right? So you have here he's facing east because, you know, he's a Mahajan and he has the power, the yogic power to, he leaves his body when he wants, not because of any other thing. So anyone else would have died with this. You find people dying with less than this. You know, way less. You know, a few arrows and they're dead and this. But here you're dealing with so many arrows and his whole body is pierced. So when he falls out of the chair, he falls to the east because then yogis, they face the east, you know, and that his whole body is supported like that. So then it's not that he falls and touches the ground like that. So there's that glory, you know, and it's, you know. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki Jai.